Like you said, they're playing on a heavy 10 there at Gundagai today. Only the six races first. Kicks off at 10 minutes to 1. We'll go through the quaddie legs, the first leg of the quaddie is race number 3. It'll commence at 10 minutes past 2. The favourite is the 8, Vinny's Girl, at $3. The 5, Kokomo Bliss, is at $3.50. And the 14, Hit 'em Hard, is at $7.50. Takeout numbers 1, 2, 7, 13, 15 and 16. Has, what are your thoughts on the first leg of the quaddie at Gundagai?
Do you like the Beach Boys?
No, it's outside of my realms.
Yeah, neither do I. But yeah. If Kokomo Bliss wins, we'll be singing the song, right?
You will be anyway.
Well, yeah, that's right. Look, the horse has been freshened after a sound first up effort. It was in a stronger Class 1 race. We've seen the form stack up through that. Look, she gets back in the run, might need luck, but I think with that we can watch for her finishing off strongly late. Conversely, the favourite, Vinny's Girl, has the early speed to overcome a wide gate and be prominent. She's proven on wet ground, gets every chance. I can understand the market support. Number 3, Case Closed, relished a wet track at Albury last start to knock off a maiden win. Couldn't measure up and win again. And then Kenny Lem, number 9, next best, 5, 8, 3, 9.
5, 8, 3, and 9 for Harry in the third. Race number 4 is over the 1,700 metres. It's a benchmark 50. Takeout numbers 4, 6, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And the favourite is the 8, Pride of Kalaroo, at $2.25. The 1, Sydney Blue, is at $4 in the 13. Admire Grazie is at $7. Has, your thoughts in the fourth?
I'll go with Quinny's horse, Sydney Blue, an absolute dead-set pest of a serial place.
Oh, it is too, isn't it? For Mitch Beer, of course.
Yeah, but it just continues to run a place over and over again. I just don't think it finds a better race to finally be first past the post. Again, negates top weight with Hannah Williams sticking on, claiming 3 kilos, and maps for the gun run. The danger is the favourite, Pride of Kalaroo, coming off a last start win. I think it has to be some query on wet ground, but maps well despite drawing wide. Bro Boss at a price back in grade can be included into wider exotics. Only a dream. Next best. Sydney Blue to finally break through. 1, 8, 3, 10.
Love it. 1, 8, 3, and 10. I've text Quinny as well, Harry. So if there's any stable mail coming for Sydney Blue today, I will pass it on. $4. There you go. Hopefully Quinny can have a win. He's on holidays at the moment. Partying hard, no doubt. Race number 5 at Gundagai today is over the 1,400 metres to Class 3 handicap. Put a pen through numbers 5, 6, 9, 11 and 14. Favourite is the 2, Chalky Gaff, at even money. The 3, Often Batch, is at $3.10. And the 4, Street Cred, is at $6. Are you with the short price favourite here, Has?
I am. I think it's the best of the day, Matty. Third up over 7 furlongs with a few gear changes. He draws well to take a sit, not be so close to the speed this time around. Blake McDougall sticks on. He loves wet ground. I think he wins to beat. Offenbach is likely to be spotting them a head start. Will be doing his best work late. Flora Bell hasn't won for a long time, but a race like this is well within her reach. And Street Cred, stepping back from a Saturday highway race, could prove competitive. 2, 3, 7, 4.
7 and 4 for Harry there at Gundagai in the fifth. The last event is over the 1,000 metres. It's a benchmark 50. Scratchings are numbers 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 11 and 17. And the favourite is the 4, Sestina, at $2.15. The 8, Benno's Boy, is at $7. And the 2, Chap's Dream, is at $7.50. Is it back-to-back favourites at Gundagai, Harry?
I don't think so. I think Mitch Beer is in for a huge day today. So I'm with Chap's Dream, very nicely weighted, with Fiona Sandcool claiming 4 kilos. Generally improved second up. Look, she's a versatile mare, simply looks well-placed in this field. Sestina, the favourite, coming off a picnic win, is really out of the top 3 and up to this grade. That's horse is another one that gets a big weight relief with the booking of a 4-kilo apprentice. Magic Talent looks the other key hope, and then we go down to Deemed Court. 2, 4, 6, 16.
2, 4, 6, and 16. Has, how do we make a dollar at Gundagai today on the heavy 10?
We back the favourite in race 5, Matty. Race 5, number 2, Chalky Gaff. Value, race 6, number 2, Chap's Dream. Quaddie, first leg, 3, 5, 8, 9. Second leg, will trim up with numbers 1 and 8. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, 7. Last leg, 2, 4, 6. Play of the day, as I mentioned, Mitch Beer's in for a big day. He's got a couple of shorties in the opening races, so we'll have a Mitch Beer all up. Race 1, number 4, Scarlet Prince, into race 2, number 1, Gallant Run.
Good on you, Has. Love your work. I'll flick you a same-game multi for the Swans and the Eagles a little bit later on.
Yeah, don't forget this week, Matty. Thank you.
I won't. There we go. Harry White previewing the meeting at Gundagai this afternoon.